Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it on air. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. It's that simple. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps, well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them. I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Send in the clowns. Those Daffy, Laffy clowns.
They're already here.
Families in this neighborhood along East 29th Street are terrified tonight after a clown reportedly appeared inside these woods offering kids treats to lure them inside.
There's somebody in these woods that's trying to get these kids. This clown needs to be caught.
I was walking on the ground. I didn't make a sound. Then I turned around and I saw a clown.
The phony clowns have shown up in the South and reportedly tried to lure children into the woods.
Creepy clown sightings are happening across the country, and it is no laughing matter.
Not everyone is down with the clowns.
Tonight, a story we've been talking a lot about. Creepy clown sightings around the country. Now a new clown has surfaced. And if you're heading to bed shortly, this picture is bound to give you nightmares.
Garbo the clown.
And tonight, he's still out there using Facebook to scare others.
I'm not going to clown with you.
My name's Phil.
Phil! Fill your gut with pizza, hot dogs, and any other shit you can eat, huh?
At Circus Mojo in Ludlow today, a real clown tried to teach an old clown new tricks, and it just didn't work.
As soon as that camera is off, he gonna fuck that little dog.
Recently, those creepy clowns have been popping up in mysterious places across the nation.
Police are not clowning around. They're investigating everything from attacks to robberies committed by criminal clowns.
Say, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Clown-related threats are just getting out of control.
Reports of people dressing as clowns in several states trying to lure children and adults into wooded areas is having an impact on local performers.
Clowns! Shit! Run!
But not as much.
Motherfucker, yeah!
Bobcat Goldflick, wait.
Here he comes! Ready enough!
In the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies.
What a morning.
Shakes the clown.
Had enough?
This clown needs to be caught.
Balloon animal.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
White people are the only people that are racist, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That is not true.
It is true. White people are the only people that are racist.
According to
academia, and according to the millennials, and according to everyone now.
Right. So you're being sarcastic, is what you're saying.
No, I fully subscribe to that. Racism comes from a place of power.
Yeah.
And
in the cities, they're tearing each other up. They're tearing each other up. Crime is crazy. 65%.
Tremendously bigly bad. It's bigly bad. Okay?
They're killing each other.
It's big league bad, okay? And Hillary didn't do anything about it. Look at all those women that Bill Clinton raped. Look at him in the audience.
He never raped anybody.
She said basket of deplorables.
That's what kills me, is those bitches wanted him, so.
No, Kathleen Wiley, she didn't want him.
Baloney.
You know who else didn't want him?
Who?
I'll tell you who didn't want him. Joanna Juanita Broderick.
Baloney.
Was that the 13-year-old thing?
Everybody wanted him. It's such crap. I was 18. I wanted him. I voted for his saxophone playing ass.
Nah, Juanita Broderick did not want him. She said that he forced himself onto her.
Who? Oh, that's Clinton we're talking about?
Yeah.
Who's that girl that Trump's accused of raping?
Somebody that he probably didn't rape.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody raped anybody.
I don't know. I saw a black guy
got have sex with that
some
woman.
Some black dude was at the
I did not grab that pussy.
You got to grab it by
just,
the tail.
What you got to do is you just reach out and grab him by the pussy. Billy Bush, I'll grab you by
Billy
the pussy.
Billy Bush got fired today.
He got suspended. Did he? Fired.
Yeah. I want to see these.
No, a black guy showed up at a Clinton rally today with one of those t-shirts. You can get these t-shirts from Alex Jones, and he's got this big thing on his banner. Get the Clinton rape shirt. And it's a picture of Clinton, and it just says rape underneath it. Jeez. And this black guy runs down. And Hillary's given a press conference somewhere today, and he's right on camera with his shirt yelling, Clint Bill rape people! And these guys tackled him, all these cops. So that happened, and then there was what's his name? Tim Kaine is the running mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was, some guy was in the front row, and he's like, Bill Clinton's a rapist! And Tim Kaine doesn't really do well with heckling or anything. So yeah. He's pretty dull. That debate was interesting. Did you guys watch it?
Well, oh, wait. Are we in here?
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up from, well, not Stephanie's story, but the...
I watched the first 30 minutes, and then I had to go. I went out last night, so I did not see Westworld. I didn't see
Westworld, yeah.
The last hour and a half of the
I'm going to assume Jeff watched the Giants lose to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I did.
And Steph, you watched the debate?
On Twitter.
Oh, you know, that's the way you should watch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did both. I watched, well, I have three things going. I sit down and I put it in the pinned sticky thread on 4chan poll, you know, the home of right-wing villainy. And then I watched it on TV, on Fox News. And
you like Fox?
I like Fox.
For TV?
I do. I like, well,
I watched mine on NBC.
Well, yeah, so we used to do CNN.
Nothing but Clinton Network.
But we've been doing ABC, just the split screen.
ABC is pretty good.
Yeah.
ABC is good
news. I'm
like,
you know what? I'm happy with that. We're sticking with ABC.
But as far as my kind of reality show politics, I like to watch Fox because Megyn Kelly comes on right after those debates.
Yeah.
And she's a snarky. She just puts everyone in their place. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then I think they had O'Reilly on for a while. You know, by the time Hannity comes on, I go to bed. I'm not a big fan of Hannity, but dislike him. But I mean, I could take him or leave him. But it was fun to watch that debate.
I know. I was riveted. I was like out the door. I had that thing where I had my hand on the doorknob and I'm like trying to go, but I'm watching the TV. I'm like, fuck, I got to leave.
We recorded the Von Hessler, the digital doctrine, this morning, and Eric brought up a good point that, you know, when you were kids, debates were boring. And even up until, I guess, Clinton ran the second time, those debates were good. But they were still boring. It was Bob Dole.
Yeah.
You know, Ross Perot made the interesting debates for
kind of finish
for 92. Yeah. But, you know, Bush and Gore, that was pretty boring. Bush and Kerry, that was pretty boring. These debates are not boring.
I choose boring. I'd rather have
boring. Yeah, I mean, you would rather have boring.
Much rather have boring.
Talking about policy to the point where you're like, okay, I'm going to watch something else.
No, it's like you said, like, being a kid, that they were boring to you. Well, to me, watching Clinton and Trump was like my childhood of watching my mother and my father have fucking ridiculous arguments for hours and hours.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's mind-numbing. I could care less.
You're getting anxiety ridden.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shut up.
That's a funny meme, but he's not coked up. That's how he inhales when he's talking.
Well, he's coked up.
I just want to know how
Carrie Fisher said it, though. She knows.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher, she would know.
I just want to see all these
she would know.
All these,
but she doesn't like him, so she would say that. Sure. He does not on coke, obviously.
She bases it on being an expert of cocaine use.
Well, she sucked a lot of cock, too, so.
Oh, wow.
She's an expert on that.
Expert on that.
This is Princess Leia you're talking about, sir.
She did a reality show called Celebrities and Their Ghost Friends. I mean, she's fucking nuts.
So, is that what it was called? Or was no celebrities like that?
No celebrities like Donald Trump.
That sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
I don't give a shit about anything they have to say about him. So.
Yeah,
be careful what you say. You might have to apologize.
What?
You have to see it on Saturday Night Live. Trump.
Was it good?
Said he, I made some remarks to Billy Bush, and I need to apologize.
Are you
saying you're trying to apologize? No, I'm apologizing.
Locker room talk.
Well, how in the, like, I saw somebody tweet last night, so Billy Bush gets suspended or whatever, but Trump is still eligible to be voted for president.
Well, nobody voted for Billy Bush to work at NBC, and millions of people voted for Trump to be the Republican nominee.
Saturday Night Live, they're like, who wouldn't want to try and impress Billy Bush?
He's related to the Bushes, so you got, maybe, he didn't sit on it, though. Like, those guys don't sit on that stuff. Somebody sat on it.
No, yeah, sure.
Somebody was saving it for an October surprise.
Well, yeah, who's combing through all these old Apprentice?
Yeah.
Well, there's rumors that he said the N-word, and that's going to come out.
Ooh. No, of course.
What, on the Apprentice?
And some outtakes or something.
I'm sure they both have.
Well, there's rumors that,
like, hanging out together, they probably
that
said it.
Hillary said that about Jesse Jackson.
Sure. I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, they're really scraping because they're just both the worst possible candidates ever seen. Ever in the history of our country.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They're a basket of deplorables.
They are.
They both, just the basket of deplorables is just those two.
I wish I could throw the basket up. I wish they'd just leave Barry in there for like another 6 months and let's just fucking start over.
I tweeted that the other day. I said, leave POTUS in for one more year and then we'll do a do-over
We just need a fucking do-over.
And a constitutional amendment that would ban anybody with the name Bush or Clinton from ever running for president again or being related to them by marriage.
I know what I think.
Chelsea 2020.
You know, I guess
then she'll have to say who her father is.
I guess I'm out of touch because I saw when that video first came out, you know, the whole bus video, it was somebody posted on Facebook, but there wasn't, I guess I saw it like right in the first couple hours of the first day it was on, and I didn't see the hoopla yet about it. And I watched it, and I was like,
Locker room talk.
I was like, what a douche, but I didn't realize it was going to get to where it got.
I just don't understand how you grab a woman by the pussy. There are no handles. I don't know how you really just grab them by it.
Come on,
you
know? Steph.
Have you ever carried a bowling ball?
This was back in 1996 when women didn't shave everything. So you had to
It wasn't in 96. It was in 2005.
No, was it?
So then you grab them by the bush is what he's trying to
say? No.
All right, never mind.
You cup it like, you put your two fingers around the back and you grab it by the anus and then you put your thumb.
It's like a six pack.
Like a bowling ball or a six pack, whichever you decide is best.
Did
you see the fly
like
land
reaching
on Hillary's face?
Yeah.
It was like people were tweeting out #Westworld. Because she didn't smack it. It just landed there.
Oh, no.
Well,
I missed all this.
She's dead inside, so that makes sense.
I loved it. And then he was hovering around her like some creepy freak.
Well, I love all the, like, the musical numbers that they started, you know.
The best one was,
exactly.
The time of my life.
That's great. Somebody sent that to you, right?
Yeah, English
Nick. On your wall. Okay.
Yeah, I posted it. He sent it to me.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. I think he tries to avoid politics on his page.
Sure.
Because he's smart.
Yeah. And he's not allowed to vote because he's a lousy foreigner.
Yeah, he isn't allowed to vote. He's not a citizen.
So oh, really?
One of them lousy foreigners.
I have never.
Arnold posted. Schwarzenegger had the temerity to come out and say, "I can't vote for Trump. He's not good. He's another." I mean, this guy is paying for his ex-mistress for their bastard kid, and he was the governor of the state of California.
He can take my turn this year.
And they're all hypocrites, all of them. They're all hypocrites. So,
wow.
Hillary's going to destroy him in the election, probably.
And what did Paul Ryan say today?
Who cares? Shave. You look like fucking Eddie Munster with a beard.
I think he looks like he could be Ramsey Bolton's first cousin.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he could.
Absolutely.
Do not like that guy.
Mm-mm. No, there's something. He's dead inside, too. They're all fucking shills. They're all...
Be careful. People say you're an anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Know. Shill?
Shill? What's a shill?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
They're phony baloney
pieces
of shit that they put up. I mean, they're all the same, every single one of them.
All the donors and all the people that Trump was naming last night are Jewish. You know, and that's just coincidental. Sure. It's not because of they're Jewish. It's just because that's who he's naming.
Right.
So now the meme is that, oh, he was just naming Jews, and right-wingers are like, he called out the Jews, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
The whole thing's ridiculous, but he was hovering.
Right, they didn't tell you about it at the meeting?
Yeah, let's beat up Ira and take his gold.
I had to cut out on that meeting, too. I missed everything.
I missed that meeting. Running Hollywood and you ducked out on the whole meeting.
Well, yeah.
Did you guys watch The Simpsons last night?
No.
Did you watch it, Joe? About Boston?
Yeah.
Just, my favorite part was all the names of all those different bowling alleys. It was, what is that called?
Candlewick Bowling.
Candlewick Bowling. It was like Yankee Suck Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
You know what was awesome, too, about Boston? That Jeffrey Ross roast cops. I don't know if you guys saw that over the weekend.
I saw that.
That was really good.
Was that in Boston?
It was in Boston because they're like one of the only police. They haven't shot an unarmed person in 25 years in Boston.
Damn.
I mean, they've got a hell of a good record. And, you know, he put it out to everybody who would allow me to do this. And only Boston stepped up and said, we'll do it. Please come out here.
It started out really bad, though.
It was
like,
rough.
He like went in is like, I got to try out some of his jokes on you guys. And they were not having it.
Were they anti-Boston jokes?
Kind of, but anti-cop and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But the reason why was because he had been seen at a Black Lives Matter protest. And shit, there had been some blast put out to the police station before he even got there that said, this guy's a whatever, he's a piece of shit, don't talk to him because he's going to totally, you know, whatever. But then as the show went on, it was really good, man. I really liked it. He had the cops and the people on the street having real dialogues.
He
and
had
stuff.
To
it was
like
good.
Befriend like two or three of the cops before he could get in. And
then
once he got in, on. Yours. once he got in though, it started. You know, once they accept those two or three cops accepted him, then everybody kind of accepted him, and it ended up being really funny.
That's cool.
And the dialogues that they had on the street between like the people and the cops was really good.
Can you get that on demand?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was.
Comedy Central's rerunning that.
Definitely watch it. And then when he actually roasts the cops, that was very funny. He got their asses so good. It was very funny.
Well, the thing I wanted to talk about to kick off the show, and Trump hovering behind Hillary like a creep. it was. Are you guys familiar with these clown sightings all over the country?
Yes.
I have a friend from New Jersey that said he went to a Halloween store and bought a clown mask and had to show his driver's license, and they wrote down his name.
What?
Because he bought a clown mask.
Bullshit.
Swear to God, he posted it on Facebook.
Well, I believe that because some of the stories they're like dragging kids off, or they're saying they're dragging kids off. It's a hoax, right?
I don't know, but Jeff, that's true.
That's true that they took his name when he bought a clown mask.
Sure.
And then they write down with the model.
I don't know.
God. That's weird.
So it's illegal to scare people? It's illegal to wear a clown mask just because some idiots are...
There's a whole bunch of news stories out that's been going on since August. Here's one from a local TV station. This is Fox 5.
Well, Wisconsin, South Carolina, West Virginia, and now Georgia. We've been hearing a lot of chilling stories lately.
Thank you, Russ.
Involving creepy clowns reportedly trying to lure children into the woods.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. And tonight, the Bibb County Sheriff's Office says it's beefing up patrols after an incident at a school bus stop this morning. Deputies say they were called to Elkin Avenue in reference to people dressed as clowns. Now, the clowns were allegedly carrying fake knives, flashlights. They were chasing down kids. No one was hurt, but deputies say they are taking this matter very seriously.
And closer to home in Troop County, another clown scare, but police say this one is different, claiming it's a lot of hype about nothing.
And then there was another one at a Walmart where the guy got arrested. He was outside dancing.
They're talking about having like a million clown march, too.
there's a hashtag in a group now that's calling themselves Clown Lives Matter.
Yeah.
So I found this page. It's on heavy.com, and it talks about all the different sightings. So all the states, from Alabama to Wisconsin, there's about 30 different states. What do you guys think this is?
I think that it's like just some mass hoax.
It all started with that thing. Didn't it start in England?
It started in England.
And then there was the dude in Staten Island that was just standing around, and people were like spotting him. He'd be like, just dressed in full clown makeup, just standing on the side of the street at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think our buddy Puddles started this.
Well, no, Puddies doesn't do that. Puddies, Puddles.
Have you read that
it.
Thing though, where they say like this kind of shit has happened before, and it's almost like a lot of people aren't really even seeing them. It's like mass hallucination.
You think?
Yeah, that there's a few stories of it here and there, and then people start convincing themselves that they're seeing
like all
this
the sightings.
Exactly.
I was so high one time I saw a giraffe running across the road. So it's not impossible that
not
people
be
see
out of the realm of possibilities.
And then you hear, you know, especially kids hear one kid say it, and they're all saying that it's happening, and it's not really happening.
Well, and they want to be the guy that did see it.
Exactly.
You know?
The Clown Lives Matter protest will be held in Tucson, Arizona on October 15th. According to ABC 15, the flyer for the event reads, quote, "This is a peaceful way to show clowns are not psycho killers. We want the public to feel safe and not be afraid, so come out, bring the family, meet a clown, and get a hug." End quote. Now, I do not want to.
I don't want to hug from a clown.
No.
Ever. No. Maybe Krusty. If Krusty came to life, I would take a Krusty clown.
What about Yucca?
Ooh.
I've had a hug from Yucca.
What's that like?
Huh?
What's that like?
Smelly.
And it says states with reported sightings. There's 39 states.
39,
with reported, okay. Reported sightings.
God. Jeez. Let's get a little of this. You guys remember this?
Yeah, let me speak to Sparky. Sparky, Sparky the Clown. How you doing, Fruitcake?
Jerky boy.
Yeah.
All right, this is Frank.
Frank.
Rizzo. Frank Rizzo. Listen, I need you for a gig.
Okay.
What do? Backflips? You jump up there in a silly suit? What do you do?
Okay, is this for Charles' birthday? Or?
Well, it's going to be like a little, we got a little scene going over here. A few people laying around the house and shit. It's going to be like a little funny thing. You can get involved if you want, but we want you to do some juggling. You know, throw some fucking firebombs up and all that shit.
I don't do any of that.
All right, what
are
you doing?
I do a magic show and balloon sculpturing.
All right, so you could fire some shit in the house. You got some knives and shit you could bring?
No, sir.
All right, well, tell me what you do.
I do a magic show, sir.
All right, you don't juggle nothing?
No, sir. What day are you looking at?
I don't know.
Friday? Saturday?
This week?
No, next week.
Next week, we're, hooked up.
Well, the thing is this. Look, we got to get a little clown for the gig because we're going to have, a big layout there. Got a few broads, a few guys. We're going to do our own thing while the clown's, you know, jumping around, doing fucking backflips. You could swing from the bench, you know, throw some shit around the apartment. You get involved any way you want. We got a terrace out here, too. If you want, you hang off the terrace, you make the fucking people laugh, whatever you...
So that's on Jerky Boys 3, Sparky
that's
the
That's on 3?
Yeah.
See, I know that one, though. But see, I always claim that I only know the first one and a little bit of the second one. So
yeah, 3 and 4, even 5, they all have funny moments.
Yeah.
But I 3 is great with that guy, Sparky. And that's the one with the hot mops, too, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
I listened to that one today.
That's on 1, though.
No, the hot mop, the Mexican roofers?
Yeah.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
I think that's on 3, dude.
My wife's up there poking around like she knows what the fuck's going on. Fire her down the yard.
Jiminy Christmas.
That guy's cracking up the whole time.
I know he is. Hey, is this funny to you, bub? So I've been thinking a lot about clowns. It's coming out. Who posted the link to
that
the trailer?
That was me. That was me.
That was a fan-made trailer.
I realize that now.
I don't know. There isn't a trailer for It yet, is there?
There's not one yet.
Okay.
But all those people are in it, though, right?
They are?
Idris Elba.
Okay.
I know Idris Elba's in it.
So he's playing Mike.
I believe so. And then, I mean, isn't, what's his face?
I haven't even looked at the cast yet. I've only seen the clown.
I'm pretty sure Patrick Wilson's in it.
Okay.
And John Hamm. And
who's John Hamm playing? Who's Stuttering Bill? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But.
I don't know. Can it top the TV miniseries? I enjoy
easily.
I don't see any of those people listed in the cast.
Yeah, who's in the cast?
None of those people?
Who's in the cast?
Nope.
Do they have a cast listing?
Yep.
Who are they?
What's in the cast?
I don't recognize any name yet.
No?
Scroll to
no, one. Really? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big-ass cast.
Maybe everybody got fired already.
Damn it.
They're recasting.
Nope. I was so excited.
I don't recognize a single name.
So in pop culture, and that encompasses everything. By the way, the new clown looks scary, but clowns are scary to me anyway.
Yeah.
But in our history, in pop culture, we put together, I guess, the top 5. I guess we all agreed on this because nobody changed it. But
oh, I didn't know we could.
Well, this is what I have written down for the top 5 scariest clowns. Poltergeist.
That's
the clown from Poltergeist.
Yeah,
that scared the shit out of me.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
When I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Pennywise from It, the book.
The
to
book
me.
And the movie,
yeah,
yes.
The
book started it, and then the movie, Tim Curry.
Tim Curry really made it come to life.
Because
he looked like a cute clown.
Yes.
And that's what Pennywise did, yes. And then Pennywise was also gross. That's one of my favorite. That's one of my top 5 Stephen King books. That, The Stand, and others.
And I thought this clown shit was stupid, but if I looked out in the backyard and I saw Pennywise out there digging his grave, you know how that one scene?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
If I saw Pennywise, I'd be scared. If I saw a guy in a clown mask that looked like the guy from
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story, that wouldn't bother me.
unless he took his mask off
and his mouth was all...
Well, then yeah. I would probably run.
And the thing about Pennywise is still to this day, I mean, when I walk past a big-ass drain or a gutter,
yeah.
I don't look in there.
No, because there's a clown in there.
Yes. With a balloon,
what
yes.
What if your paper boat falls in there while you're...
It's gone. That's it.
You don't go after it?
Georgie? He could kill Georgie. Better get on Silver and take Richie Tozier to the... No, who had asthma? Eddie Kasparek. Yeah,
so.
Eddie had asthma. He's got asthma.
Stuttering John Slash.
Who did John...
Melendez?
No, not John Melendez. I understand why you said that. Who did John Ritter play in It, the TV miniseries? Was he
John
Stuttering
Ritter, was he
Bill?
In that?
Yeah. Tim Reed?
Richard Thomas. John
Maybe
Boy.
It wasn't John Ritter.
I think it was Richard Thomas. That might be who you're thinking
of. I confused John Ritter with
I don't know,
Richard Thomas.
Because he doesn't have that
John
weird
Ritter
birthmark on his
too,
face.
I think he was Richie Tozier, the comedian guy.
And then Jonathan Brandis played him as a child, and he ended up killing himself, if you recall.
Jonathan Brandis, wasn't he an apt pupil?
No.
He was in that sci-fi show about the dolphin.
Sequest.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was with Tatiana Ali for many years.
Ben Hanscom was the architect he was the fat kid when he was a kid and then ended up becoming an architect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he had the silver dollars and he paid for his drinks the night he went back. Anyway, that's from the book. The book's, I love the book.
The book is great.
John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh, yeah.
Still creepy. Yeah. See that guy. In that movie with the guy from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he played
man.
John Wayne Gacy in that movie. Creepy.
He played it good.
We already mentioned it, but the clown from American Horror Story.
Yeah.
But now, who played him? That was the guy from...
It was the guy that was...
on Walking Dead.
Was he on Walking Dead?
Yeah.
He was, most
the
famously,
staff
I think, he was Drew Carey's brother-in-law on the Drew Carey Show.
That was the best thing about that Freak Show season. And once the clown was gone, I mean, that show, the whole season was not even worth watching at all.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
About the clown that killed Jack Handy's dad? Can't forget about him.
What's that?
Jack Handy, Deep Thoughts on Saturday Night Live.
Do you remember it?
To me, clowns aren't funny. In fact, they're kind of scary. I've always wondered where that started. I think it goes back to the time I went to the circus and a clown killed my dad.
Those were funny.
Yeah.
Those were fantastic.
And then the zombie clown at the end of Zombieland.
Oh, that was that to me. That's my ultimate horror because I zombies and clowns, and then together. I mean, what the hell?
What's the funniest clown of all time, or who is the funniest clown of all time, and why
Shakes
is it Shakes
the Clown?
Yes.
Shakes, yeah,
Shakes the Clown. What a great movie!
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, but that movie was. It was one of those movies where it had darkness to it.
Oh,
right. Well,
yeah.
if they weren't clowns, it would be like a drama.
Yeah.
The whole thing would be like a really...
The dolphins are in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
The dolphins are into the
What is that line she says? When that camera goes off, you're going to fuck that little dog.
Oh, and who's
LaWanda Page.
Yeah. Who's the clown? What was the clown's name that John Candy punches in Uncle Buck, the drunk one?
Oh, fuck. We were just talking about John Candy the other day.
Yeah.
Because the woman on season 3 and 4 of Ray Donovan, the police officer in L.A., has a gigantic wart on her chin.
Yes, not off her quarter. Yes.
Yes. And,
absolutely.
Caitlin just kept saying to me, why does she have that thing on her chin?
Yeah.
And I said,
it's Molly
her,
Russell's wart.
And I said, she needs to go down to the Bowery. And she knew it. She knew the reference. I love that because, you know, we don't have a lot of that at our home. And
Uncle Buck. I mean, John Candy.
That was Mike Starr,
like
the dude from that Bill Murray, Robert De Niro movie. What was that called?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
He was the mafia guy that was his right-hand guy.
Isn't that the movie where Bill Murray dressed up as a clown?
No, that's Quick Change.
Okay, Quick Change.
Oh, yeah, Quick Change.
Lots of clowns in pop
culture. Yeah, Quick Change. That was a great movie.
Well, I wrote down on our thing the Rob Zombie movies.
Yeah.
There was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Was it in the first one or the second one?
I don't
remember. Devil's Rejects?
I think it's in Devil's Rejects.
Okay.
Because House of the Thousand Corpses is you know, he's like
was it Captain Spaulding or
Captain
whatever?
Spaulding,
yeah.
Yep. Captain Spaulding's Funhouse or whatever the hell it's called.
And anybody that puts on Juggalo makeup is scary.
Yeah.
Just because they like that music.
Yeah.
Well, and they'll, you know, they don't give a shit.
And those two movies, like House of a Thousand Corpses, I love. I think it's very funny.
Devil's Rejects was almost there.
It was too much for me.
Yeah.
So, I can't watch Terry get raped. That was a little too much for me.
What?
Terry from Three's Company.
Yeah.
When she gets raped.
In what?
In Devil's Rejects.
It's been a long time.
Oh. Speaking of clowns getting raped, there's a movie, Vulgar, that's directed by Brian Johnson from...
AC/DC?
No. Brian Johnson from the Tell 'Em Steve Dave podcast.
Okay.
Back after Kevin Smith made his first movie, he made a movie too, and it stars the dude that's Dante from Clerks.
Yeah,
and he plays a clown that gets raped.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's real.
Rape by who?
Bill Clinton.
You got to see the
Did
movie.
Bill Clinton do the raping? Or was it a Mexican?
This is not a comedy, or it is?
No, oh, I mean, it's really dark comedy, if you want to call
darker
it
than Shakes the Clown?
Darker than Spanking the Monkey?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that film was.
Hot.
You know, I figured out years later she was on 24.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. And it took me the whole season of 24 to go, where the fuck do I know this chick from?
And he was on Justified.
Yeah, Dewey. Well, no, not Dewey. Not Dewey. Dewey.
He was...
Well, he was in Deadwood. No. He's been in a lot of stuff.
I don't know, but I think it's very telling that you thought it was hot, that he was banging.
I was just being kidding. I was just joking. Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Okay.
How does Harry Potter like to go down hills? Running. JK Rowling. What?
So that's good. Speaking of her, I saw the trailer for her new movie.
No,
the whole thing.
Not interested.
Trailer looks good.
No, it's prequel.
It's prequel? Is it?
Yep.
You don't care about what's in that suitcase?
See, I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
What?
You don't care about what's
don't
in
care.
The suitcase?
Don't give a damn.
Okay.
Don't care.
At all?
No, not interested.
You're so quick to just like, like stuff you would probably like. I feel like you'd be like, eh.
Eh,
I'm done.
I'm not interested in Rogue One or whatever it's called.
Why?
Because I don't care.
Why?
Because they get the information.
What if it's good?
Well, the Death Star, because there's no new story.
This is coming from the guy whose pick last week had to do with Star Wars.
What was my pick last week?
Mr. Plunkett.
Yeah, making fun of fucking Star Wars.
Right.
Oh.
That's what it was. That's what it does.
I want to see Rogue One. I don't care.
Yeah, like I guess I'm not plot driven. If the scenes are killer, the story's good or the acting's good and it's
member
riveting. I don't give a shit.
I don't care. Tim. Give me all the member berries. I'll take them all.
Right.
You're fired.
Hillary doesn't like Star Wars either.
I blew my wad on Trump this morning and did it the whole show practically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote down all
the... How much coke did you do first?
I didn't do any. Neither did Trump.
Well, did you see... before we press on, did you see the Stranger Things parody that they did on Saturday Night Live? It made me think of it because Alec Baldwin was doing Trump too or whatever, but...
Oh, no, I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
You should watch at least this clip of them doing Stranger Things. It was great.
Yeah.
It was like they were just like talking about... How come the black kid doesn't have any parents? Why does he never go home? Why is he always with these other kids? So Leslie Jones and Kenan Thompson played his parents.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you doing with these kids? Get home!
It was so good. And the girl that says Sashir Zamata, she played the what was his name? What was the black kid's name?
I can't remember.
Oh my god, she looked just fucking like him.
Really?
She looked what's her face?
Kate McKinnon as 11.
I was crying. Yeah. She looked.
That's the Kate McKinnon show now, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they got rid of Taron Killam and Jay Farrow. I can't believe
Jay
they got rid of
him.
Yeah. Yeah, they got rid of him last year.
They tried to fire him before. Jay Farrow wasn't really that funny other than his voice.
His impressions.
Yeah, he's great impressions. He just probably didn't write anything.
I guess not. Yeah, I mean, that's what Lorne
Michaels. And they brought in a bunch of three new people, and all of them are white.
Yeah.
Not all of them. The girl's a Hispanic.
I thought they were supposed to be diversifying
a little
bit. I don't know.
They
did that one season. They said, all right, now we're back to
Yeah.
Let's see. We got Leslie Jones and... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And Michael Che.
And Kenan Thompson has the safest job in America, being the black guy on SNL.
He keeps saying he's leaving, and then he keeps coming back every year.
Why would you leave?
I don't know. He's fantastic. I love him.
He's funny as shit.
I love him.
He's hilarious.
You know, he and Bill... wait a minute. Going back to the debate, speaking of Bobby... Is it Bobby Moynihan?
Bobby Moynihan.
Moynihan. Yeah. This guy, this
Ken Bone. Oh, you know he's
people
playing.
People were immediately undergoing. Somebody at SNL right now is getting him a red sweater and a fake mustache. And the guy seems to be okay with all the memes that are coming out. So because he was the hit of the night.
Yeah, and why everybody was like losing their shit because he busted out a disposable camera and started taking pictures.
Yeah,
that's a member berry right there. But he was like, yeah, remember disposable.
But then I was thinking about it. A lot of other people had those cameras. You probably aren't allowed to bring your phone in there, and they probably gave you the cameras. So people weren't whipping out their cell phones and taking pictures.
I didn't see this. So what happened?
At the end of the debate, everybody. It was like the end of a game show where the families and stuff.
The confetti's coming down.
Yeah, Clinton and Trump, and they were all shaking hands with the people that were in the audience. It was a town hall debate.
Right.
So Yeah, it just wasn't that bad at the end. Once it was over, it was cringe. A lot of cringeworthy moments, just from both of them, from her cackling and her laughter.
Yeah, I mean, I just heard audio today, you know, and I was like, Jesus.
And he just was so. You could tell it was within. He was holding back from screaming.
Well, I was cracking up, you know, when they brought up the video right away. It was pretty close, you know, to the beginning of the thing. Mm-hmm. He just goes straight to ISIS.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
ISIS. I mean, he didn't even. Yeah, ISIS. He's like, well, that's why we got to stop ISIS. Yeah, but you said these things on the bus, and that's why.
Billy Bush invented ISIS. Trust me, believe me. Pedro. I think he's Mexican. Who's doing the raping? I don't know.
One thing we haven't heard from, anyway, don't talk politics anymore. Haven't heard from President Bush.
No.
George W. Bush. Haven't heard he's peep painting. From him.
You don't give a shit.
I know. That's why I like him so much. Now,
sir, where have you been?
Painting.
Paint.
Watching that's Stranger Things on Netflix.
Hell yeah. Did you see the SNL sketch?
I did. Very funny. I miss Will Ferrell. He was great as me. The other show I started watching was Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I watched it twice already.
I heard it's like a 70s blaxploitation, you know, kind of series. Is that true?
Yeah, but without all the afros.
I guess you like the
afros. And a bad music. I like modern hip-hop and... Well, I do. I'm really
who's your, like who's your favorite? Hip-hop. Who's your favorite hip hop artist?
I like Future.
I figured he would.
You know, I like trap.
Because you stay in the trap house.
I'm really into trap.
With 25 rifles.
Yeah, all that. All that.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Why? Because you're not hip like me.
I know.
I paint.
What have you been painting nowadays?
Clowns. People.
You paint clowns.
I do paint clowns.
Scary clowns.
Creepy clowns.
What I like to do is
those old velvet paintings.
You know, I'm voting for Hillary.
Ew, really?
Of course, yeah.
What happened there?
Well, did you see who the GOP nominee is?
I have nominee seen is? Him. Yeah.
Well, he's a
you don't get man. Along with him?
Look at him.
I see him.
Did look, he ever grab...
Take it from a guy that used to do a lot of coke. He's a cokehead. Princess Leia is right.
He looked like Jabba the Hutt last night.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He wasn't as orange as I thought.
No.
You could see the little piece of metal that they used to keep his hair on. They used foil.
It takes a special kind of genius to lose $1 billion in 1 year.
Did he ever try to grab your daughters by the bush?
He better not have. Better
by
not
the
have.
Bush.
I tell you why. Jenna would kick his ass.
Which one's that? The hot one or the?
They're both hot. What are you talking about?
No, there's one that's real
what
hot.
What do you think I am, Donald Trump? I don't go around talking about my daughters being hot.
Same with Donald Trump. One hot daughter, one
now
not
Billy
hot
Bush. Let's talk about him.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Entitled frat boy douche, just like
isn't
all of us.
Isn't he your nephew or something?
All of us. We're
is
all
he part
bags.
Of the Skull and Bone Society as well?
I don't think he was smart enough for Yale, man.
No.
He works for NBC. How about that Anderson Cooper?
How about him?
I think
he wasn't
a,
how about that
like
lady?
A little girl.
She was yelling at everybody.
That lady's
sir,
up.
Hillary.
That lady needs to shut her mouth.
Your time is up.
I like women in journalism, but that woman would not shut up.
No.
I really respect Anderson Cooper, and I'll tell you why.
Because he's a silver fox.
He's a silver fox.
Just like yourself.
He kind of looks like Mike Pence if Mike Pence weren't ugly.
And his mom, she made great jeans.
She has good jeans and she made good jeans.
And overalls.
And he's in the CIA.
Oh.
Bet you didn't know that, Smarty.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a CIA operative, according to Alex Jones.
Well, he started out in the CIA. He has no formal journalism training.
That's right.
They should have had him run the gun show.
They tried to do that with Mia Farrow and Frank Sinatra's son.
Oh.
The one that they say is Woody's. He don't look like Woody.
No. He looks, he's straight Frank.
Donald Trump just pisses me off, man. You see, he brought me here.
Frank Jr. was on Family Guy again last week.
I know. That was a good episode. Yeah. I love Frank and RIP, man. How many did we get with him in it? 3 or 4?
I don't know.
I think there's 3 really good episodes with him.
Yeah.
R.I.P. who?
Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh, I thought you meant Frank Caliendo. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
No, nothing happened.
Oh,
Frank's alive and well. Don't you worry. And he's out there doing a better George W. Bush than Tim Andrews. I can tell you that.
Does a good Madden, too, that guy.
He also does a good, who is that other guy on ABC? The guy on Monday Night Football?
You talking about Al Michaels?
No, you know.
A guy that used to coach Tampa Bay in Oakland.
Madden.
Gruden?
Yeah, John Gruden. John Gruden.
Yeah.
I love John Gruden.
Oh,
I love
you him. Do?
Yeah, I like that Monday night lineup.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anything's better than listening to Al Michaels go head to head with Chris Collinsworth.
All I can say is this year, I'm just hoping that I haven't seen it yet, but as long as Ray Lewis fucking leaves his fedoras at the house, because last year, this fedora shit that he was busting out every single week was.
I want to watch that show with Skip Bayless and, Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp went to voice lessons because he talks terrible, but now he talks a lot better. What was the show? Oh, God. I'm all over the place. Never talking
did
about
love
football.
When your old buddy used to do him.
Huh?
I said I did love when your old buddy
used
to do
him. Yeah, I thought
that
was hilarious. That's why he would never come on the show.
Oh, and you did
Barney Frank.
That's right. That's
for
right.
Some reason, we assumed that they were lovers.
Yeah, it just evolved. I love when they evolve. Like,
yeah, that's the only way they were ever funny. When you tried to force them, they weren't that good. But you had asked me something about Yucko. There's some good Yucko stories. You asked me before the show, since we're talking about clowns. Yucko the Clown, which you know is Roger Black. And
what should get him to come on the podcast?
I've already talked to them. They're putting out a comic book right now for Brickleberry.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have a trade paperback coming out. We'll have to do it because they're in California. So we'll have to figure out a way to
do
it.
They don't ever come back here to visit. Aren't they from Athens?
They are, but if they came back to Athens, I don't assume they'd drive all the way over here.
No, we could drive over to Athens.
Speak for yourself. Odds are we'll be doing it on whatever.
Every time I go to Athens, I'm like, we'll just go to Athens. And then it's like an hour and 15, and I'm like, fuck, it is farther than I always think it is.
I think we'll either do it on Google Hangout or whatever the other one, Skype.
Skype. Yeah.
I want to get them on the show, but you had asked me about some good Yucko stories.
I did.
The best two that I could think of was our program director. They were doing an event at Spawn Divots, and Yucko got drunk and threw a beer can at our boss, and he had to get a hernia operation because it hit him in the balls.
Shit. I mean, that is not funny, it's funny.
Full beer can.
Holy shit.
And sometimes, because Yucko... Yucko lived up. Now, people got to remember that Yucko the Clown was on the regular guy's show
way before
he was on Howard Stern.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that was conveniently forgotten once he started going on the Howard Stern show, but that's what happens.
Sure,
yeah. You forget your friends, you just, you know.
But they brought him down and they put him in a hotel, and this was the Hampton Inn on Piedmont right there by Disco Kroger, and he destroyed the room for no reason. But that's funny.
Does he do this for shtick, though?
Yes.
Or does he...
He's just extremely foul. Once he gets in that costume, Roger's just insane.
But is he... But when he's not... When he's normal, he's just normal?
Listen, if you can get your hand... Yeah, he's a nice guy. When you can get your... If you can get your hands on these DVDs, and they're hard to find now, but they did...
The Damn Show.
Yeah. Up in Athens at UGA. And there are two DVDs of like some of the best of their stuff. And there's some super funny shit on there. Now, they ended up doing that on a TV show on MTV2, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
But anyway, these are great shows. But anyway, I'm getting off the track. So another thing he did is they had one of those dunking booths where you throw the baseball.
Yeah.
And he was insulting people. And this was actually kind of mean. Somebody had a special needs kid, and he just started attacking them.
Oh, my God.
Now, half of you, maybe
like
a little less.
Sounds like something Steph would
do. Yeah, I know. Who's buzzing?
Is it me again?
Yeah. There you go.
Pause me.
Jeff's dildo was... There you go.
Stop it, Chad.
It's inside me. You shouldn't be able to hear it.
I know, but you open your mouth and then the butt plug anyway. So that was pretty mean. There was one time we were doing the regular guy skins tournament, which was a golf tournament where there were lots of strippers. And the quality of the stripper depended on from where they came. One time we had Oasis girls, and so you can pretty much guess from that how they looked. And then from then on, we usually got them from the Cheetah or the Pink Pony, so they're usually pretty good looking. Mm. So we did one. Actually, have one. Anyway, there's other stories. I don't want to trash people, but certain band members like to put divots on women's clitorises.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, golf divot, give it divot tools.
And women, certain women like that.
Sure, they do. So anyway, that going down that rabbit hole.
Grabbed by the divot.
Yeah. Look.
Was this at Spawn Divots?
I like to pinch them in the clit. Pinch their clit. Women will go for that. They love it.
But he did go out to the Masters and do like a bit where he was.
He
just
did. That was funny as shit.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
But this was. He was just berating this girl, and she had taken mushrooms, okay?
Oh,
so he's just, you fucking whore, you fucking dirty pig whore. And so for an hour after that, she's crying. And I said, what is wrong? And she goes, the cloud called me a And, you know, it wasn't very nice, and it was whatever, but she was tripping balls, so that's why she was acting that way.
Should be the name of this episode. The tripping. Clown called me a whore. Yeah.
I want to see the day the clown cried. Will that ever come out? Jerry Lewis's Holocaust
movie. Epic?
No, I don't think so. But who's seen it? Harry Shearer is one guy who's seen it. You gotta,
really?
Yeah, Harry Gilbert always talks about that movie, and Harry Shearer has seen it. At least he says he has.
Yeah.
And a couple other people. That'll never be released, of course. I don't think they even finished editing it or shooting it.
Maybe after he's dead.
Why won't they release it?
What's the big whoop-de-doo? It's phenomenally bad.
Oh, okay.
He plays a guy that leads. He's a clown. And he's responsible for bringing children to the gas chamber.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a very uplifting film. Right? Okay.
Who
so that's
thought of that?
Probably why it won't be released. I think Richard Belzer may have seen it too. Or it's Richard Belzer. I mean, these are all things I learned from the Gilbert's podcast.
Well, it could be, you know, in like a Life is Beautiful kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like being a clown.
There's a guy where Roberto Benigni is fucking.
There's one
put
other.
Put a spin on it.
There's one other Yucko story that's. I saw Yoko get beat up by Ben the Bunny Man at a wrestling match. That was funny.
I remember that.
Wow.
That was at ESPN Zone. That's how long ago that was.
Yeah.
Oh, the best ever. So, the Braves trade John Rocker, shortly after his comments or whatever.
Right.
I think they gave him another season or two. But
is that where they chucked the battery at him?
No, they traded him in mid-season, and I had just established a relationship with him where I could go to him and go, hey, can you get me some seats? So I started getting these good seats to Braves games, and I was a promotions director. And somebody came up with the idea, why don't we fly a plane over Turner Field with a banner? Because we had a 96 Rock banner, but you could also get words. And I said, bring back Rocker. I said, what a great idea. We're going to do this. So I booked everything. I was the one that did all that. And we got really good seats. I was right behind first base. Up a ways.
Nice.
And then in the meantime, while that was going on, Tim Frazier and the regular guys had got Yucko involved, and he was going to run on the field with a sign that said, bring back Rocker.
I remember that.
And so this becomes a great saga. And there's also Yucko and Judy Tenuta. I mean, those things are available if you can find them online, but it's some great fucking radio. And Yucko the Clown, I know what's going on. So I know that that's going to happen. You can see him pacing back and forth, just walking back and forth. All
in
along.
The stands?
Yeah, he's nervous. You can tell.
You told him a specific time to run out
on
the field?
No. We told him
to do it whenever.
When he felt like doing it, but it had to be in the first couple of innings.
Right.
Meanwhile, before the game, you saw Brian Jordan and those guys are out, and they're throwing the ball around, and Greg Maddux, the humorless wonder, they're out there pitching whatever, and they look up and see the plane. Everybody sees the plane flying and bring back Rocker, 96 Rocker. People are laughing, cheering. And Brian Jordan sees it, and he starts laughing.
Yeah.
And he's pointing at it, and he shows Chipper, and they're all chuckling, looking at it. Greg Maddux sees it, gets pissed, shakes his head, and goes back into the dugout. Shortly after that, the game starts. And, Chipper's on third base because he's the third baseman. Yucko finally runs out with a sign and gets in his face with the sign that says, bring back Rocker.
Yeah.
And the police tackle him, and then he goes to jail, and George Stein gets him out of jail
right. Because
Roger shows up to court, and he goes, do you see a clown sitting here? So, he spent the night at the jail.
Really? That was
at
his
Turner
defense?
Field. Yeah, and it worked for him brilliantly.
Holy shit.
But when Yucko finally went on Howard, his first story.
So if I dress like a clown and murder somebody, and then.
Well, I don't know how
George Stein is.
Possibly.
Do you see a clown?
Well, maybe.
Take the clown makeup off.
But when Yucko went on Howard, he told Howard, and Howard's like, what did the sign say? And he said, bring Howard to Atlanta or whatever.
Right.
Oh, God.
Which wasn't true. But my favorite part of the whole thing was listening to the game later, or the audio from Skip Carey, where he goes, oh, my God, it's Bozo the Clown. And, of course, the camera didn't, because it was on TV. And they cut away, and Pete, what was his last name? Pete, God, I used to do him on the show. It was Skip and Pete. It was Skip
Van Wuren.
Pete Van Wuren, he was, not on our air. We don't show it, folks. We don't show it. But the best line, oh, my God, it's Bozo the Clown. So those are some good Yucko stories.
Never
but we'd love to have him on the show. Yucko's funny.
I don't want him in this studio.
And well, they won't be. They'll be on whatever. But is Waco. Waco is the other guy that is part of their little team there, and they both write and perform on Brickleberry, which was a funny show.
Yeah, Brickleberry was hilarious.
And the comic book's pretty good, too. So All right. We're going to take a break. Let's come back and talk. It's October. Holy shit. It doesn't. It feels like it's sneaking up on us because the Halloween parade at Little Five Points is this weekend. I'm going to go Saturday after work. Okay. And we may have a big show. I'm not going to tease it, but we may have a big show.
October.
And that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to say the guest until it's confirmed, but it's pretty big. Let's come back and talk about some of the costumes we used to wear, which you can't wear now. And then we'll talk. We'll do some picks, and we'll also talk about the Halloween scary-ass movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
All right. We'll be back. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Tim's eating balls.
Sorry. I am chewing some balls here. They're very salty.
Tim loves balls.
I love putting cheesy balls in my mouth. These are good.
Cheesy poofs.
I won't eat the whole time. They're almost gone. So you guys going to any Halloween parties this year?
Are you having one?
No.
Did I want to
have one last year?
I was invited to one by my hairdresser, but he butchered my hair, so no, I'm not going.
No, we. Oh, too bad. You should have gone to Mary
Halloween
Todd.
Party you had last year?
It wasn't mine. We went to one.
I went. What was it? Didn't you make a picture of scary drinks?
No, we had a Christmas party.
Oh, a Christmas party.
Where everybody brought an ornament.
That's right.
Yeah, our street, there's people that have four-wheelers, and they have a trailer, and they do a hayride for everybody.
Aww.
Everybody just piles in there, and they take them all over the neighborhood. And,
you know, sounds like a gay ride.
Well, we get our beers, we go in there. You know, it's cool.
Hayrides are fun.
You breathe exhaust fumes for, you know, 45
minutes.
Is it
cold,
minutes?
Though? Because hayrides are only fun if it's cold.
It depends, you know.
That's a good episode of The League, whenever show what the adults, they drag around a cooler full of beer and they're getting trashed the whole time they're taking their kids trick-or-treating or whatever. All the moms dress like sluts. It's like a whole thing.
Didn't we used to do a hayride in Boy Scouts?
Yeah. Jeff?
That was fun. Yeah. You didn't drink then, but.
I like hayrides.
I mean, they didn't do that back then. You know, nowadays, our neighborhood, you take the kids around and everybody's handing out shots at the door. Not
what?
To the kids, you know, to the adults, whatever, or beers, you know. I'll go up to the door and like, hey, what's up? How you doing? You want a beer? Yeah, sure. Walking around,
it's
great.
Saturday Night Live scene from the 70s. Steve Martin is the host, and the Coneheads are giving out fried chicken embryos and beer.
Oh, wow.
For trick or treat.
When we lived in Sandy Springs, and we never had trick or treaters for like 5 years, and then one year we had trick or treater, he ended up giving them some Pop-Tarts.
We didn't have anything, that's right.
Hey, that's good. I would have loved that.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts would be fine.
When we were kids, because we're all old enough to remember trick-or-treating when we were kids, you didn't go with your mom and dad. You went out by yourself.
Oh, sure. Totally, yeah.
And you ran around the town, and it was dark and cold. And
you had a pillowcase. You had a pillowcase.
Other little kids.
I never did that.
Oh, well, let's talk about Mischief Night. Do they do that here? I mean, you guys...
I don't know. I imagine you'd get in a lot of trouble now.
Yeah, I come from Detroit. We had Devil's Night, which
Devil's
has changed
Night, right?
into Angel's Night. Yes, Devil's Night was every year. Oh, my God, I remember when I was a kid, me and my mom, this apartment that we lived in, her fucking battery would get stolen out of her car every single year on Devil's Night.
That's Detroit. Yeah,
soaped windows and did toilet paper and stuff and eggs.
Well, in West Virginia, you know, we would cut trees down and block roads.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was like a big thing. Or you'd turn over those shelters that you wait in. You see them in the rural areas where the kids wait in them for the bus. You turn those over, chain them to the back of a truck, set them on fire, and drag them up down the road.
Jesus Christ,
you guys are hardcore, man.
Wrap a baseball bat with barbed wire and just start smashing everybody in the head.
I was not supposed to go out. This is the only time my great-grandmother has ever beat me, and she beat me with a bullwhip, like with a strip. My grandpa had this bullwhip that he would do all these tricks with, and I snuck out of the house the night before Halloween, went out and did all this mischief-making or whatever, and when I came back, she was waiting on me. And,
with the bullwhip?
Oh, with the bullwhip. Oh, yeah. She fucking,
just sitting on the porch with the bullwhip?
No, she was over at my Aunt Betty's house, which we lived in we lived in this compound, basically, where all these
everybody
houses.
Everybody has an Aunt Betty our age.
And so I saw her. She's like in her 70s, and she's just trucking across the ravine wherever we lived, you know, and she had that.
Running like the old lady in Kung Fu Hustle.
She had that whip in her hand, and I was like, what you about to do with that whip?
She's going to smack your ass.
She whipped me across my legs with it like 3 or 4 times.
Ooh.
And then, so I went to bed crying and upset. And I had my friend with me, too. She was a real smart ass.
Wait, wait, wait. Tell it a little slower now.
Shut up.
she was a real smart ass, so she said something to my grandma. My grandma said, if you want some of it too, and she was like, no. So she went upstairs. But then the next morning, my grandmother woke me up crying, mm-hmm. and she said that for the rest of her life, every Halloween, she would think about what she did to me. And you want to talk about a fucking guilt trip. You're going to beat me with a whip and then make me feel terrible that you beat me with a whip. And I did feel bad. I felt horrible about it.
It hurt her more than it hurt you.
It really did destroy her. She was very devastated by it.
My grandma didn't even have... My grandma used to threaten me, I'm going to go cut a switch. And I didn't know what that meant. Finally, I said, what's a switch? And she said, well, we have a willow tree outside. And I'm going to cut a branch off of that and I'm going to hit you with it if you don't stop acting up. And I knew that those are the
willow tree. That's the
I got the switch so
ever.
Many times.
Yeah, whip willow tree switches or whips.
Yeah, because they whip around your leg and they get you on the front and the back.
I had experienced the yardstick once, and the yardstick didn't feel good. And I could only imagine what a willow tree switch would feel like. So I started acting right.
You never got the switch?
No, she. Once I found out what it was, I realized that it wasn't an empty threat. Now, my grandma didn't beat me.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I was a pain in the ass. And so...
she should have.
I was a mouthy little shit. Anyway, so we got beaten as children, and that's the message. But anyway, Halloween, I think now, our generation, which had so much fun, has completely ruined it for our generation's kids. And, you know, they have to go to these little safe trick-or-treat things.
Right, you got to go to, like, the Kroger parking lot.
Yeah.
Trunk-or-treat.
Yeah, and it just doesn't seem like fun. Now,
yeah, we still do the neighborhood stuff, though.
Yeah.
It's almost the same, except your parents.
If you're living in a nice neighborhood like you live in.
Drinking.
Yeah. I guess it's different, but you hear nowadays it's like, safety, blah, 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 and your kids are going to get snatched.
That's why all the parents are going out with them. But aside from the parents going out, it's pretty much the same as
nobody ever put a razor blade in an apple.
No.
Nobody.
That's
never happened
a myth.
To anybody. It is a myth. It is an urban legend. But the thing
people
that,
put acid in the candy.
Yeah, man. Don't get those little tattoos out of the machine. They got acid.
I always wondered why they put it in the apple. Nobody eats the fucking apple.
Exactly.
How would they know? I guess when it hit the house that gave you the apple, the razor blade would fall out.
Well, we the West Virginia thing. What we do is that we save up eggs until they're like super super rotten.
Yeah, we did that in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
We had neighbors across the street from me. I think we're Seventh-day Adventists, so they didn't celebrate Halloween, or whoever doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the door trick-or-treat, and they answered the door and said, sorry, we don't celebrate it. And I was like, what? What are you, crazy? What are you, Russian? Communist? When I was ready, and we egged their house. And I felt bad about it when I was in my 30s and thought about it. But anyway.
Nah, screw them.
We don't, you know, we can talk about all that stuff, but the thing that really bothers people now is costumes. And costume parties, adults our age and a little bit older, and of course everybody younger than us. Halloween, we're the generation that said, "No, we're not gonna grow up." Gen X said, "We're not gonna grow up. We're gonna keep having Halloween parties. We're gonna keep dressing up." So nowadays, because of social media, your costume goes out there, and you could lose your job. Simply dressing up as something that some people might find insensitive.
There's been some pretty insensitive shit.
Yeah, but that was always the goal of Halloween. Yeah. You know, like one year for Halloween, it was shortly after the crocodile hunter died.
Yeah.
Right. I went out and bought an outfit that looked like the crocodile hunter, and then I made a stingray.
Right.
Yeah.
And I carried it around my chest.
See, you were that guy.
Pretty insensitive. But.
No, crocodile hunter had that coming.
Oh, crikey. But you can't wear Native American outfit now, and they really pushed it. So you can't wear like a ninja outfit because it's cultural appropriation. It might upset Lena Dunham, and God forbid that happen. And people of her ilk, you can't dress up. I don't know. You just can't do it.
It's like when they do the Twin Towers burning and shit.
Well, that's fucking awful. I'm not talking about that. Like, I'm talking about the ridiculousness. If you wear... like, you know, the Arab Sultan outfit. Now you're insulting Arabs.
But is that for real? I mean, are
yes,
people really
getting
real. Upset
yes,
about
it's
that?
For real. I'm not a costume. I'm a culture. I'm not a costume. Jeez. This
you
is my.
Can't be a pirate anymore.
Well, that's not true. If you are Western European and anything like that is up for. Like, anybody can dress up as a priest or a nun because no one's going to get offended by that. But if you dress up as an imam and go trick-or-treating or,
you're fucked.
You know, like an Arab or whatever.
What if you dress up as a priest and then your kid is dressed up as an altar boy?
They have those costumes.
That's a great team costume.
They have the costume with a little kid. It's a stuffed kid, and it's in front of the priest outfit.
Oh, wow.
And you just see the back of the head.
Get the fuck out of here.
But no, nobody gets
offended
by that.
Wearing that to mass.
And they have these girls dressing up as sexy little cops and Batman or Batgirl.
Yeah, well, people are having problems with that.
Pretty much, if somebody identifies as a minority, don't wear an outfit that looks like them. But you know, as a kid, I went in as an Indian.
Sure,
mm-hmm. I went as a clown. I went as a vampire. I went as Frankenstein's monster, World War II soldier. For some reason, I dressed up like this character I invented named Captain Crap. I went to school with that.
Captain Crap.
I like he had a towel as a cape and he had his underwear on the outside.
Yeah.
What did Captain Crap sound like when he talked?
Dun, da, da. I don't know. My voice hadn't changed yet.
You should write a spec script for Captain Crap.
But I made a whole thing. There was Captain Crap. There was General Crap. Everything was crap or booger related.
Sergeant Booger.
In 1994, I went to a Halloween party dressed as a feminazi. I had a skirt on and I put my hair like Janet Reno and I put a little Hitler mustache on. And that was all that Rush Limbaugh was talking about, feminazis. And my mom helped me fix the skirt so it would fit me.
I feel like that's on a website somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can see it if you go to my old college pictures.
What are you going to do this year since they recalled that granny tranny outfit?
They did? Was there one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So last
tranny
year.
Tranny granny Halloween costume.
That's
recalled
funny as
by
shit.
Amazon, Target, and Walmart.
That is funny as shit. Granny last year, tranny. People got upset about the Caitlyn Jenner costume. Caitlyn Jenner is wearing a costume.
Right. Yeah, right?
So, I mean, yeah, he's wearing a costume. He is wearing a costume. I don't care. Whatever he all says right. He is. Yeah, get upset. Write a letter.
He's still got a ding-dong. He's still got ding-dong. Until he gets rid of that, you know.
But I always got lazy, but then we started doing, you know, Halloween parties in college, and when I was going to my fraternity one year, you couldn't get in without a costume, so I just wore jeans and a plaid shirt. And then I tied a bandana around my leg, and they're like, you can't come in, you're not wearing a costume. So, yeah, I'm Chachi.
There you go.
And by technicality, they had to let me in. But nobody got offended back then. And now it just seems to be the whole industry of being offended is out there on Twitter and Facebook, but mostly Twitter, because that's where the social justice people hang out.
Well, I love dressing up for Halloween.
Do you?
Do you dress up at work? I've seen your pictures before. You go elaborate.
I ruined Halloween for work, and I do take the blame for that.
Fucked it up for everybody.
I did, because we had a costume contest.
There was a cake, and Steph got in there early.
Well, I went for scariest, which generally, I guess in a workplace is not the best thing to go for, and it was when
we're all adults here.
It was when the Osbournes were still on. This is how long ago this was that I ruined it. But I dressed up like Ozzy Osbourne back from hell.
Yeah.
So what I did was I got this really sweet ass burn makeup where, I mean, it really does. It looks like your fucking face is charred to a crisp. And then I had the wig and I'm carrying around a leg that said Sharon and blood on it and all this other stuff. So my boss. It really upset him, like, really bad. He couldn't
Why?
Even...
You do work in the burn ward of a hospital.
it is a doctor's office, yeah. And they just... I did one scariest costume, and then that was the end of it. They wouldn't let us dress up anymore after that, so...
They said... They put out a memo saying...
Took it too far, yeah.
Could you do princesses and shit?
No, they just never wanted to chance it again after that. Yeah. Like, all day long, me with this makeup on. It was too much.
When's the last time you dressed up, Ira?
Last year.
When'd you go as?
You don't know.
No, I do.
That's why I asked you. So
I did it for my daughter. I can't even.
Just say it.
Don't puss out. What were you?
I had to get the handsome prince costume.
Oh, wow. Cinderella. Oh, that's adorable. That is adorable.
But you know, the year before, I think I did like vampires. I don't know. I did a zombie the year before, and let's see. One year we did. Me and my buddies did the ex-presidents from Point Break.
Oh, okay. Mm. Which one were you, Nixon?
That was pretty cool. No, who was I? I was Carter.
Oh, okay.
And there was another good one. Oh, so when I was in college, I guess this was probably right around 93, 94. Do you remember the Ministry song, Jesus Built My Hot Rod?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the time, I had really long hair and the beard and the whole thing, and I had this mechanics jacket, and I got a huge crescent wrench. That song was huge, like right around that time, and I was Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Oh, okay. I was the Silver Hog from the Tomorrow video. Remember that Silver Chair band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song Tomorrow.
Yeah. Nonstop string of hits.
You remember that Silver Hog that was in their thing with the 70s leisure suit on? He had like the mo wig and the teeth. Yeah, I was that one year for Halloween. Yeah. It was very, very hideous. It was hideous.
See, I thought my ministry thing was pretty inside, but that's...
It was pretty bad. And then like every time because I went out with my sister, and every time we would pass kids that were trick-or-treating, I'd go... that face on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty terrifying.
Jeff, when's the last time you dressed up?
Yeah. I don't know. I took Jerry Garcia maybe a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he has a good costume with that. He had the wig, and what did you do? You had a rubber band around to keep your finger down. Or you held it.
So you should have gotten with Steph, and you could have been Jerry Garcia back from hell.
Yeah.
You're always back from hell.
Held Bob Weir's leg. And
I was so cheap last year. Caitlin went as a sexy cat, which I was fine with.
Nice.
I went as an emoji.
Oh.
I found an emoji mask, and it was creepy as fuck. I was creeping everybody out because of my...
It was the shit emoji?
No, it wasn't the shit emoji. It was the winky face one with the yellow.
Yeah.
So that was creepy. So I'm just curious, you know, would you put yourself in a position to get screwed up or go to, I don't know, get in trouble for...
You mean like would I wear blackface?
Like Ted Danson?
Probably not.
Mammy?
I'm going to do Mammy. Al Jolson. I think this is great.
I mean, what would be these super offensive things this year?
All right, wearing a sombrero, dressing up as a mariachi guy or a bandito. That would be offensive to people.
I'm thinking like, you know, when people go overboard.
Oh,
like,
Harambe.
Yeah.
Like a pressure cooker or something.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that would be terrible.
Right? Like the horrible shit. But people do that.
I know they do.
And that's
people are creative.
I can't handle that.
People are creative.
It's like, come on. When you're talking about...
I wouldn't think to do that. And you got to have a creative mind to do that.
Yes. Or you could go as a cop that's been shot.
No. I'm gonna...
See? That's what I'm talking about. People do this shit.
That's your retard moment of the week. Go as a cop that's been
shot. She's right, though. Like, people...
That
people
would be horribly offensive.
I know, but people do that. And I that's too much.
Or Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You and Sherman could make a costume, just go as Trump and... Grabbing your pussy.
Yeah, that would be. let me grab my pussy.
A
couple years ago, a guy dressed up with a hoodie on in blackface, and he put like a bullet shot in his chest.
It's Trayvon.
It's Trayvon. He was carrying around a thing of Skittles and Amazon and Arizona tea.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Now that guy should have had his ass beat.
Yes.
He got fired, I think.
Sure. Probably.
That's what I love about Luke Cage is he wears his hoodie and he puts it up, and it's kind of like takes away that whole derogatory notion of
so it's great,
that you're out causing mayhem because you got a damn hoodie on.
I haven't seen it, so the show
fucking
is great.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Love it.
All right, I'll have to give it a shot because I didn't really care for.
Give it a shot.
Other things. Here's one thing I don't, and we're gonna pivot here, but boy, speaking of things that aren't scary or good, everyone was right. I was wrong. Season 6 of American Horror Story is the worst they've ever put out.
I still don't think it's worse than Freak Show.
Yeah, I think it is.
Really?
I watched the first two, and I think I'm about to delete all the rest of them.
We agreed last night to not watch it anymore. It's just terrible. And that little dwarf guy from Louisiana that shows up.
Yeah.
No thanks. Not interesting. And Cuba Gooding Jr., just terrible actor in certain roles. I mean, he was good as OJ, but terrible on this.
Oh, God. Well, then you missed the episode. Did you see the episode when he was railing Lady Gaga in the woods with those rednecks
Lady
watching
Gaga,
it?
Yeah, and they were beaten off.
Yeah.
They were beaten off, and he's banging the ghost Lady Gaga. He forgot about it. Yeah. And I've had enough. I'm not into this. I think I'll try to get KP to watch the Coven season, which is one of my favorites. But the first and second season, I guess, are the best. So
first season is the only one I've liked.
First is my favorite, sure.
Yeah. Another show that, you didn't watch Westworld.
No, I haven't got to watch it yet.
We all watched the first one.
Mm-hmm. I watched the second one this afternoon.
The second one was kind of slow, I thought.
Yeah. I thought it was good, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good. But
spoiler alert, Thandie Newton nude.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that.
Torpedo to the Thandie Newton.
Oh, wasn't she naked in traffic?
Star Trek?
I thought she was naked in traffic.
I don't know. She's. Anyway. I enjoyed the show.
Ask Mr. Skin.
I enjoyed the episode. It was a good one.
Can't wait to watch
it. It was slow, but it was good.
I mean, this will be the new HBO show that everybody's going nuts about, right?
I guess. Are they? I mean, it's getting good reviews. I don't hear the big hype for
it's
it.
It had the biggest premiere since
got
True Detective.
Oh, True Detective. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Game of Thrones is not on right now, right. And you know, I just feel like this is the new HBO.
There's
show.
Only 13 episodes of Game of Thrones left in the world.
Yeah,
they're gonna do 6 next year, and then another year.
Oh, they're doing the Sopranos more. Bullshit.
Yeah,
I started finally started season 4 of Ray Donovan. So I'm up to episode.
What'd you do, Ray?
I'm on season 4 of Mad Men.
Yeah, season 3 wrapped up. Loved it. I really enjoyed the. What happened to Hank Azaria? I guess he comes back in season. Yeah. I guess this season. I know it just wrapped on Showtime, but it's great. What else are we watching? I'm still watching The Strain.
Yeah, I'm still watching that.
I'm digging it. I like it. I think it's fun.
Can I say this? I mean, I know you guys haven't watched Ash versus Evil Dead this week.
Last week I watched. I haven't watched this week.
You didn't watch this week. Can I just tell you, though, honestly, I mean, not super spoiler alert, but the grossest thing I've ever seen ever, the fucking grossest thing I've ever seen ever was on the show last night.
I want to hear it. What is it?
No, don't say it.
Come on.
I'm going to watch both of them tomorrow and then we'll regroup next week.
Because I'm not watching it, so I just want to hear.
It's gonna.
Tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
You can text him.
It's horrifying.
And I got to get caught up on Atlanta, which
you
have
to.
I want to watch
it. It's so good. I was telling Tim the one the week before last, they had Justin Bieber on there, but he was black, and so what? Basically, yes, and he was so over the top,
Gary Oldman in True Romance.
Kind of like that. I mean, and I'm not really sure. I mean, I feel like their perspective was like, what would people perceive him if he were black and he acted as ignorant as he does? Because he is so over the top ridiculous. And, you know, and everybody's just is like going along with it. Yeah, it's Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. It's Justin Bieber. I mean, it was very good. And then the one last week was really good, too. It was all about his girlfriend or whatever. But
this is FX, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think FX is killing it right now.
FX, yeah. They've been great for years. Yeah.
I was speaking of clowns, what's going on with Baskets?
He comes back in January. Yeah. That's our preview for it.
Yeah.
That's another clown we didn't bring up.
Yeah,
he's out.
True.
He's got this pet turtle, and he's out walking it.
Yeah.
And then he goes up to pulls up to a road, and you see this car go by, and he looks down. He's like, oh, no.
I am a clown.
I am a clown.
I am a clown.
What else is what's going on? I gave up on Exorcist and think that was good.
Yeah.
Haven't watched Lethal Weapon. You know, it's way too much TV.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, I look in the queue and I'm like, oh, God, what can I fit in today? I just don't know. That's why it's been hard to go back to Netflix. I mean, I finally, Friday night, we finally started watching Luke Cage, and we watched 3 episodes in a row.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm
going to
dive into Luke Cage. I think it's worth
it. Oh, we'll do it together.
You'll like it, I'm telling you.
Ira, you and I will be pals and we'll do it. What do you think?
Make popcorn and we'll watch it.
Like I said, I want to be Luke Cage. I would love to be Luke Cage, yes.
Okay. You want to have a big dick?
For a Halloween costume?
Fuck yeah. I've always wanted. I always wished I had one.
Put a little blackface on.
Yeah, so you could be Luke Cage.
I would love to. If I would not, that would so offend so many people.
I'm going to go with Solange.
We're never having Halloween again.
No. Yeah.
Your boss would come back and be like, didn't we talk about this? Yeah.
You thought Ozzy Osbourne was the worst thing you've ever seen, Steph.
I'll just come dressed like that even though there is no costume contest.
You know, I was thinking about what you said. And
why don't you come with Solange?
Oh, God. Ew.
Ew.
She needs to just stop.
She had number one album. I don't even know who the fuck she is. I know
it's
who she's related
Beyonce's
to.
Sister,
I know that,
and she's terrible. She's horrible.
Yeah.
Boring.
The first time I'd ever heard of her was that elevator fight, and the second time I heard about her was.
Are
she
you guys staying in this hotel?
I think
you
of
need
her.
A key to get to the pool.
I think of her as being like the conjoined twin, you know, of Beyonce, like the underdeveloped one.
The what?
Like she was like the conjoined
Beyonce
twin, my Slexia. She was the thing
the
they cut
genes.
Off, and,
oh, okay,
and it became Solange.
That's mean.
I'm sorry.
That's not very nice. What if you? What if conjoined twins are listening to this show?
Oh, hi.
We have a huge conjoined twin audience.
Look, Siamese twins, can they both vote for me?
You can grab two at the same time.
Look.
Those two girls that had that reality show where they're teachers, the conjoined twins, what was that show called? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was a show. It was like on TLC.
They were real. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. And then somebody made a bunch of porn fakes of them, and I thought they were real.
Ew.
What?
Conjoined twin porn?
Look, I'm not saying that I got off.
We are off the rails this week.
Yeah, we are. Let's
conjoined twin porn.
Let's bring it back from the conjoined twin.
Please,
because you know that that's
don't the, name the episode that.
That's the favorite kind of porn of the Redbox troll, but he's not here today.
No,
he's not
his
here today.
Voice might hurt.
Oh, but you know, you saw that that movie Clown is out at Redbox now.
Oh, it is.
It is.
What's it about?
It's about a guy who finds an old clown costume in the attic, and he puts it on for his kid's birthday party, but he doesn't realize it's made out of, like, the skin of some demon, and it attaches to him, and he can't get it off. And he actually develops a hunger for children.
I hate when that happens.
He wants to eat his kids.
God.
Oh, shit.
So he turns into a priest?
Shit.
Oh. All right.
Or Dahmer.
Dahmer, yeah. You gonna eat that? All right, so what we talked about?
You want to talk about movies?
Let's talk about movies real quick. I want to bust through this real quick, and then we'll do our
childhood
picks,
movies,
because I want to do a full Halloween show next week.
So you want to save it for then?
Well, I mean Halloween. I keep thinking everything's a week from now, but Halloween is 3 weeks from now.
Yeah,
but I do want to do a Halloween episode. We're going to release our Halloween episode on Halloween, which is a Monday.
Okay,
that sounds spooky.
Yeah, it's very very scary. Ooh, my own shadow. He's always chasing me.
You see? He always chokes me.
Jeff loves it when we bring up 30-year-old prank phone.
No, I like Jerky Boys. It's just those ones from like the 1920s that I don't like.
You don't like the two bar, Carl's, do you?
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the two bar?
Tim drives around listening to prank calls that were made by Alexander Graham Bell to Watson.
Yeah. Watson, could you come in here? I need a blowjob. All right. Let's do these real quick. Okay. What was the first scary movie you remember watching? And then the other one would be, what movie did you think was scary when you were a kid, but you've seen it recently and it's fucking horrible or dumb? And I'll just start. My first scary movie, the one that terrified me the most, was The Omen.
Still scary.
Those religious Satan, devil movies.
Like Gregory Peck.
Yeah, and a little kid, is just a little kid, but he's scary. So The Omen is the one that's to me, and I still think it's a scary film.
Oh, when the babysitter.
It's all for you,
David.
Not the horrible remake with Ray Donovan and what's her face.
No, God no.
And then the movie that terrified me as a kid, but is dumb, is Amityville Horror.
Horror was scary, man.
It was back then, but no, you watch it.
I haven't seen it in
forever. Watch it now, and it's just kind of stupid.
Good?
Yeah. It's James Brolin.
Yeah, but the blood's coming down the walls.
But he's right, though, if you watch it now. And James Brolin, his makeup is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rod Steiger.
Yeah.
My favorite is Eddie Murphy talking about that. Get out. Too bad we can't stay.
That's how I want to see that movie by
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, yeah.
Why?
Get out. It's his horror movie that he wrote and directed.
Oh, where the white people are evil?
Yeah, okay. But it looks funny. It looks funny.
Yeah, I hope it's funny and not.
Well, we are.
And it's got dude that plays Darius from Atlanta. He's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
All right.
So, I thought Poltergeist was really scary when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it still holds up as being pretty scary.
It is. Yeah.
The one I thought was scary when I was a kid that's not scary now was Funhouse.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When I watched Funhouse when I was a kid, I was fucking terrified. I had to walk home from my friend's house, and we lived by a cemetery.
Oh, God, yes.
So we watched Funhouse, and then I walked home. I was, like, super scared the whole way.
Have I told the Amityville
Horror? But then you watch it now, it's not funny at all.
Have I told the Amityville Horror story on the podcast?
I don't know. Which one?
The story?
I watched it at Jeff's house one night.
Yeah.
And it was dark, and he did live by a cemetery. So, and I walked home. And you know there's the pig with the glowing eyes.
Right, well, Jody.
I'm walking up the hill, and I'm looking to my left, and I just watched the movie. And the neighbors that Jeff had at the top of the hill had two red lights. It was their garage opener, electronic garage opener, but it had two red eyes, and I just looked at it and saw the eyes, and I still remember going, and I ran all the way to my house.
I mean, I was 32, but, you know.
Yeah.
This was last week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my first scary movie, my stepdad, he was so sick. When I was like 8, he wanted me to watch Carrie with him.
Oh,
it was on HBO. I think we just got an HBO or whatever. And it scared me pretty good. And then the end, my stepdad is like, Now watch very closely. Now just wait, and you just got to watch really closely. And he had me get all up close to the TV when the part whenever her hand comes out of the grave.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh my! I definitely urinated on myself. I pissed on myself. I was terrified. So that was my first scary movie. And then the one I thought was awesome when I was a kid, and I've seen it recently. It's so dumb. Is Return of the Living Dead, the one with Linnea Quigley the tar zombie. That I would not go in our basement to do laundry for like a year. Yeah. I was so scared that damn tar zombie was down there and was going to bite me. And now it's just, you watch it and you see the guy, he like puts his head in the tar zombie's mouth and like lets him bite
him.
Did
you say tarred zombie or tar?
The tar zombie. Oh, okay. You know, the one that's in the oil drum.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one or whatever. But I mean, yeah, Tina, this smell your brain, Tina. It's so stupid. But anyway, yeah, I thought that was terrifying when I was a kid.
I mean, the original Friday the 13th, fucked me up.
That was a scary movie.
A good bit. But then I put Sleepaway Camp. Do you know that?
I've seen all of them. And one, two, three.
I was having a sleepover at a friend's house. I don't know how old I was back then, but probably 7 or 8 or something like that. And there's that last scene in the first one where she was a girl the whole time, but then she was a boy at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Tranny trick.
Huh?
Tranny trick.
Yeah.
Like fantastic.
It was a fucked up movie.
Yeah, right?
And I haven't seen it since, but I remember it fucked me up, and I think I couldn't sleep that
sleepaway
night.
Sleepaway Camp. Slumber Party Massacre. Right. And that was another one.
For some reason, the one I put that doesn't hold up to me is for... I haven't rewatched a lot of horror stuff, I guess, but I used to love The Fly. You know, Cronenberg's The Fly.
The one with...
With Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. Which... What do you guys think about that movie?
I think it holds up as a film. I was never scared by it, except for I never wanted to turn into the fly.
I guess I was kind of, I wasn't, it just, it was kind of a fucked up movie to me. When
it was gross.
You know, it was gross. It just gave me weird fucked up feelings.
Yeah, when he'd throw up on the donuts.
Brundle fly.
Totally. He threw up on the guy. It was it made me uneasy.
It was very gross. But I feel like sci-fi horror is a different kind of horror.
I guess.
Like I enjoy, it doesn't scare me as much as
I couldn't
as other
think
kinds.
Of a true good horror movie that just doesn't, but I caught it on HBO or something probably in the last year or so. And I was like, God, this movie... I used to think it was kind of brilliant, even though it fucked me up. And I'm like, I think the writing's not good or something.
Yeah,
or
at the
acting.
Time it was fantastic. I loved The Fly.
And I don't know if it holds
not
up.
Not as creepy as Dead Ringers.
Dead Ringers is fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that was
I had an awful
That's an
faux pas
feeling.
Watching that movie.
You talked about that, I think, already.
I mean, she has two cunts.
Right.
Crickets.
Well, Trump would love that.
Yeah.
Two hands, two cunts.
Just Tim doing locker room talk.
Yeah. Look, it was locker room talk. I'm sorry. All right, staff picks time. Spooky staff picks. And again, we're gonna get to some, a Halloween episode with movies and TV and all that shit. If you got any suggestions, tweet them to us. Steph, what's your staff pick this week?
Okay, my staff pick, I think we all remember Tales from the Crypt. Well,
that, of course, was Arnold Schwarzenegger's ex-wife.
Maria
Shriver.
Well, my favorite episode of Tales from the Crypt was Television Terror, the one where Morton Downey Jr.
Yes,
where he is like one of these people that do one of those like real magazine shows where they go in and investigate shit and they debunk it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he goes into this house and it really is haunted. Or whatever. Yeah. And so it's very bloody and gory, and I loved it. I thought it's one of my favorites, without a doubt. And you can see this one on YouTube. So,
all right. I'll put a link to it.
You do that. And then also keep in mind, as of fall of 2017, M. Night Shyamalan's rebooting Tales from the Crypt. It's going to be on TNT.
All right.
Which, it might be good because he's really good with the twist endings and whatnot. But no boobs. No, The Visit was great. If you haven't seen The Visit last year, that was a fucking kick-ass movie.
The Visit.
Yes, where the kids go to visit their creepy grandparents.
All right.
Very good movie. But anyway,
All right.
Check it anyway.
All right.
Tales from the Crypt.
Ira.
Oh, me. What did I have? Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't follow the rules because I don't have anything spooky that's recent that I could recommend. I don't know anything. So I put two podcasts. I brought this up before, but there's a podcast that I'm into called Startup, and season 4 just started this week, and they get kind of meta because their first season was about their podcast, them trying to get this podcast network off the ground. And it was super, they record everything, and they go, it's like watching, or it's like listening to Shark Tank, almost. And then the subsequent seasons were
subsequent?
About... Subsequent?
Oh.
Did I say subsequent?
You did.
I need to subsequent. Apologize for saying subsequent.
The subsequent seasons were about other companies and stuff like that. Anyway, season four just started, and they started up with where their company is now. And, I mean, imagine if, you know, you guys that are fans of this podcast, they're doing a podcast, but they have, like, millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. Mm.
That they have 60 employees.
Oh, wow.
For this. And, you know, they talk about everything, how much they're making, who they might need to let go, who, you know, what's going on with the company, who's, you know, and it's fascinating.
So basically where we're going to be, like, in a year.
Sure, of course. And then they released another podcast called Heavyweight, which they just did the first few of that one, and it's real good. Check cool. it out, Heavyweight and Startup.
All right. Cool. Jeff?
My original pick was Hellevator. It's terrible. It's on Game Show Network.
Yeah.
The first episode of season two just started, like last Friday, I think. There's two, like, hot goth chicks or sisters. They're, like, the hosts. And they just pick, like, four schlubs, and they make them do these like, challenges. And the show is really pretty awful, but the hosts are funny, and they, like, make fun of the people.
Yeah.
And the challenges are all, like, haunted house kind of quality special effects stuff, like body parts laying all around and rats crawling all over everything. And, and, like, there's jump out scares and stuff where people, like, come out at you and stuff. And it's really not that great a show, but it's funny because they're, like, making fun of the people. And, like, the one guy, like, screamed like a woman a couple of times, and the hosts were like, guess who I am? Ed! Your voice isn't high enough. That's pretty funny. Game Show Network.
All right.
And then Vulgar, I mentioned earlier in the show, you can check that out. It's out on DVD. It's
jayandsilentbob.com.
jayandsilentbob.com.
Okay, my pick this week, I got first of all, I got one that is and it's a week old now, but it's non-scary. Bob Einstein, Super Dave Osborne, was on Gilbert Gottfried's podcast last week, and I haven't laughed that hard at a podcast ever in my life. I've always liked this guy.
Yeah.
He's Funkhauser on right. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Albert
Brooks' brother.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
He's just dry and hilarious.
Awesome stories about him writing for the Smothers Brothers show.
Yeah,
and all these old celebrities and a lot of people that you would recognize and some people that you wouldn't, and these great old school dirty jokes.
Sweet.
With the punchline of one is, your cunt's in the sink.
Oh, okay.
Well,
what's the setup for that?
You'll just have to listen. I'll tell you off the air because it's a long joke.
Okay.
Sorry for the C word, all six of our female listeners.
It's just some locker room talk.
Yeah. Listen.
I'm sorry.
If I run for president, you know, and this gets out.
No, if we were British, it'd be no big deal to say it all the time.
Right. It means something else, though. But my spooky pick is Phantasm Ravager. That's right, Phantasm is back. The same stars of the first movie, and, of course, the tall man and the balls that spin around. I only watched the first 20 minutes of it at the theater because the thing came on.
Didn't they show all of them on Sci-Fi the other day? Was that not one of them? They showed the
new ones in
the
theaters right now.
Remastered Phantasm. On.
He did remaster them. This is the new movie that's in limited release.
You can watch those legally.
I know I did watch it
that's
legally
what I'm
online.
Saying,
so
I
let me just tell
like
you that I had to stop it so I could watch the debate. But I was always a fan of those movies. Loved the Phantasm movies. It's one I saw the first Phantasm in the theater in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
There's some great boob scene in that with the sex in the cemetery, and then they get killed.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love that?
I love it. Obviously, I'm bringing it up.
Because he turns into a guy at the end.
But it was a scary movie when I was a kid. It was a scary movie. And to me, that guy, that tall man guy, that always scared me, those little Jawa midgets or whatever in the red world, whatever. But if you're a fan of that horror genre, from what I've seen of it, it holds up. The trailer is available too, and I'll put a link to that in the description.
I always picture him from the second one or whatever. He goes, no, it's not.
Yes.
I think you talked about that movie on the very first episode of this podcast.
Yes, this clowny spooky show this week was brought to you by Mary Todd Hairdressing Co. for the finest haircut you'll ever have. Go online to marytoddhairco.com. Look around, check out the product, book an appointment online. I work Tuesday through Saturday, so if you want me to wash your hair, I'll be there. I'll even do it in character if you want. I'd like to say thank you to Eric is his name. Don't want to give last names out, but he has become a regular client there. He sees Jumpy. He's very happy. He gets a haircut and a beard trim. And he heard about it on the podcast, and and he went down there, and now he's a regular client. Dave, he goes there, and his kids go there. And I want to thank you guys, because when you go down there and you get a haircut, you're supporting this podcast. So it's cool, and I like seeing you down there. So anytime you want to make an appointment, go online or just give us a call. Mary Todd Hairdressing Company is on Carroll Street in Atlanta's historic Cabbage Town, online at marytoddhairco.com. Also, if you dig cold brew coffee, try Banjo Cold Brew. It's available all over Atlanta, all over the state except Savannah. Find it at Whole Foods or in your local Kroger Organic section.
Yeah, I saw Billy over the weekend at Marietta Square there.
Oh, you did?
Festival up
there.
Did
you talk to him?
Yeah, he had a little cart up there. I was like, hey, man, what's that? And he remembered me. And
good. Did you get a little banjo?
Hooked us up a little bit. Right. And we hung out for a while. No, it was good.
And first shout out to our first patron.
Yeah?
What? Somebody finally kicked in on your patron page?
I just created it. So, so thank you to Garrett Kemble. Shout out to Garrett Kemble. He is a $10 a month donator, and I appreciate that.
Wow.
If you want to find out more about it, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Yes, it's under my name. Sorry about that.
Oh,
but
we're all going to sue.
Thanks,
sue
Garrett Kemble.
Yeah. His name is John Kimble.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah, get to the chopper. But Garrett Kemble, thank you very much, and there's your shout-out, and you're very awesome. So we appreciate that. Stephanie, you got a plug this week.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say, my dog thing, I was very geeked. We got 22 dogs adopted last week.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
Saturday,
a lot.
15 on Saturday.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I told you guys because we were, like, slap full, and people really came through, and we got a lot of dogs out. So that was really great. And so anyway, if you are looking for a dog or a cat, please adopt, don't shop.
That's
fur
right.
Fur Kids.
And go to furkids.org, and we will be happy to help you out. And if you want to volunteer or anything like that, if you want to foster, like I said, we provide everything, food, medicine. If you got to go out of town, just bring them back to the shelter, drop them off. You're never, like, stuck with them or whatever. So anyway, that's
our little
plug.
Girl this week is taking the No Baby Challenge, which means she's getting fixed. We fostered as well from a different place, but it's all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
They will take care of you, so try out Fur Kids, and you'll become an expert at me, just like I am at picking up puppy poop, which for some reason smells 10,000 times worse than adult dog poop.
It does. Oh, God.
So I don't know why that is. And their teeth are sharper. Everything's different.
I've become so desensitized to crap since I've been volunteer there. I mean, I usually, when I leave, I've got crap on my shirt, crap on my hands, crap on my hair. Just,
yeah,
you know,
I
you
wish
crap
that would happen
you.
To me.
It's
not the crap. No, the crap I want.
Oh, you want the
I don't
crap?
Ever want to be desensitized because that's what gets me off. Sorry, Jeff.
I have a little plug.
Huh?
I have a little plug.
Yeah, I know. I'm pointing at you right now.
Ira.
Oh, did you know I have a plug?
No, but I'm pointing at you in case I was going to say, Ira, do you have anything this week?
No radios will probably do this, but I should say that my wife and I are involved in a charity organization for kidney disease called NephCure, and they have a walk every year. This is the fourth year that we're doing it. And we're very involved in putting the walk on. And it's this Saturday, 9:30 to 12:30. It's in Thrasher Park in Norcross. And, it's a fun event every year. The food's good. Fat Mets hooks us up. And,
cool.
it's cheap. You could donate to NephCure, even just buying food and swag and stuff. And if you have kids, there's like a huge playground out there.
Huge.
Bouncy house. Huge. And I think the weather's supposed to be nice. So if you're in that area or you want to come up to Norcross and just hang out, it's always a fun day. So we're doing that. So that's NephCure. What would they call it? Yeah, it's just the NephCure International Walk Atlanta at Thrasher Park, Norcross. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you walking?
Yeah, but the walk is like, we just do the walk as almost like a symbolic thing.
Are you guys like personally... Does this have something you guys like have a personal...
Yeah, depressing. I won't get into it. my daughter has a form of kidney disease, so we've been involved in this for a while. But so
Well, that's great.
Right. I will be walking.
Please walk.
Christopher walking.
People with bad kidneys.
Anyway, come hang. I'll be there. Come and hang out.
That's great.
Jeff?
Let's go. No, I got nothing. Just listen to Radio Labyrinth.
And
tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Share it on Facebook, you fuck.
Watch Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell next weekend.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. That'll be your pick next week. Already claimed.
Yeah, and the Krampus one is in on demand right now. It aired the other night. So if you haven't seen the YPF of Krampus, it may be one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I think season two is on demand right now.
Yeah, like
they're showing
all of
repeats.
It.
I saw they're showing repeats on Sunday, so I think that means you can on demand the entire season.
Boy, I'll say I'm going to start a paper route right now.
Or route.
Till next week, please remember to keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.